In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor reflects on the changing seasons and his changing outdoor pursuits.
Just 2 weeks ago, I found a good-sized garter snake basking on a low rock wall behind Engineering Hall on the University of Illinois campus. It was taking advantage of the sun and 71-degree air temperature. I didn't know it at the time, but now I'm reasonably certain it was the last wild snake I'll see in 2013. That's because garter snakes, like most other reptiles and amphibians, deal with the advent of cold weather by getting below the frost line and remaining inactive until spring. Recent weeks have seen a number of other turning points in the cycle of seasonal animal activity. Chimney swifts, the small, dark gray, flying cigars that enliven our skies for 6 months out of the year, are gone, with the last local sighting confirmed on the Bird Notes listserv on October 13th. Chimney swifts winter in South America and return north in mid-April, just as we're filing income tax returns. Do you think people in Colombia or Peru consider chimney swifts their birds and say they summer in North America? Of course, in the world of birds and birders, fall is not just a time of departures, but one of arrivals as well. Yellow-rumped warblers, which summer in Canada and northern tier states, have descended on east-central Illinois in force. A person who is attuned to their characteristic chip can hear it throughout the day all over town. A couple of weeks ago, more than 100 yellow-rumped warblers spent the afternoon feasting on the minute pirate bugs that swarmed around the hackberry trees in my backyard. Some swooped out from branches to catch the pirate bugs in the air, a feeding behavior known as hawking, while others picked them from the tree bark, known as gleaning. Many different types of sparrows have also moved down from the north for the winter. Dark-eyed juncos, sporty gray birds with a distinctive white bill, have arrived, so keep an eye out for them at feeders. So have white-throated sparrows, which you may hear singing now and again, even in the fall, although they typically do only a half-hearted, shortened rendition of their spring song. For much of my life, these transitional weeks represented an end of consistent outdoor activity until the return of warmer weather, but that has changed with my adoption of some new outdoor pursuits. A few years back, I bought myself a good digital camera and telephoto zoom lens, which enable me to do bird photography. I find photographing birds much more engaging than simply finding and identifying them. It's extremely gratifying to return from outings with photos and be able to share them with other people via social media. And because birds are active throughout the year, there's really no off-season for bird photography. Along similar lines, at least from my perspective, I've also begun hunting, mostly for deer. Because of that, I now anticipate fall and winter just as eagerly as I do spring and summer, maybe more. I realize some people don't think of hunting as a pursuit that's compatible with concern for the environment, but I do. I'll come back to the topic in a future commentary to explain why.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as communication coordinator.